You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See rideday.com/February for details.
On Monday, the winners for couples married the longest will be announced for every state. But according to newsman John Clemens, no one can match the national winners.
Diane Bomback of Worldwide Marriage Encounter says Dale Rocky, husband to Alice, doesn't understand all the fuss.
He doesn't really see what the big deal is.
Bomback says Dale Rocky, out of deference to his wife Alice, got some help with the next question about their secret to a lasting marriage.
You tell them, Mama, and she said, well, I allow him to do exactly what I want.
Dale Rocky married Alice in Olathe, Kansas, 81 years ago.
Pennsylvania authorities say they plan to charge a 17-year-old as an adult in the wounding of three people at a Pittsburgh area mall. The teen allegedly opening fire at a store at the Monroeville Mall Saturday night and fleeing. A hospital spokesman says a 20-year-old man and a 53-year-old man are both in critical condition. A 47-year-old woman is in fair condition. This is USA Radio News.
Man, last night we put on an epic light show.
So epic.
The crowd loved us.
Wait, there are only four people out there.
Yeah, but did you see their four faces? Their eyes lit up brighter than ours, and we're fireflies.
Yeah, we are.
And we're going to be out here rocking out our light show at a forest near you. So come check us out.
Check us out.
Whether you're rocking their world or they're rocking yours, some memories never fade. Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
With measles cases on the rise, New York Senator Charles Schumer is urging the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to make measles shots free and widely available, like the flu vaccine. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Senator Schumer says the CDC reported in January alone at least 102 people contracted measles in 14 states. And last year, there were a record 644 cases.
There are too many people unvaccinated because they think the measles vaccine is expensive and hard to get. But free, convenient, and in-your-face availability will make it much easier.
Measles was said to be eradicated in the U.S. in 2000, but is making a comeback because of low vaccination rates.
The University of North Carolina says former basketball coach Dean Smith has died. Correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
To Duke's Mike Krzyzewski, it wasn't just that Dean Smith retired as Division I's all-time wins leader.
I thought he did it in a way that served as an example for everyone else.
Smith spent 36 years as an innovator at Chapel Hill, winning two national titles.
It is exciting to walk out there and say, hey, it's over. We won it.
The first came in 1984 when a skinny freshman named Michael Jordan hit the game winner.
There's no way you guys would ever got a chance to see Michael Jordan play without Dean Smith teaching me the game.
I'm Bill Morrison with USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Well, the time is 8:07. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Going to be an interesting day today. Today, right now in Bloomington, it's 25 degrees, overcast. Don't let that fool you. There is still more wintry mixed precipitation on its way from the west for the day. We have a special weather statement in effect, a winter weather advisory in fact, until tomorrow morning, Eastern Standard Time, 6 a.m. Locations of Lehigh County and Upper Bucks County, Pennsylvania, Hunterdon County, and Somerset County in New Jersey, freezing rain, sleet, and snow. Snow and sleet accumulation, the potential for up to an inch or two. Ice accumulations around a tenth of an inch. The mix of rain and sleet is forecast. Transition gradually to snow late today into the night. Impacts, the ice and snow will make travel difficult in the region. Temperatures in the upper 20s, visibility less than a quarter of a mile. Winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusts up to 20. So for today, Monday, February 9th, it is light freezing rain this morning. We'll change to wintry mix, a high of only 31. So we're not going to be out of the woods at all today. Winds northeast 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation 60%. Variable cloudy with snow showers tonight. A low of 25. Winds northeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow 50%. Cloudy skies tomorrow, followed by partial clearing and a high near 40. So we'll get to thaw out tomorrow with winds north-northeast 10 to 15 miles per hour. Generally sunny, despite a few afternoon clouds on Wednesday, a high of 33. Periods of light snow on Thursday, a high of 37. Chance of snow 90%, 1 to 3 inches of snow expected. On Friday, partly cloudy skies, a high of 18. And on Saturday, Valentine's Day, partly cloudy in the morning, followed by periods of snow showers later in the day, a high near 25. Chance of snow 70%. Temperatures in our area. I got 27 up in Reddington, 24 in Quakertown, 27 in Ringo's, 27 in Lambertville, 27 on our eastern border. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming alive, not from the studio, but from my home. I'm in Reddington, but the studio's in Flemington, New Jersey, just down the street from the old courthouse, Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It is my job to get you out and about on your day. Maybe going to work, not going to school, not really a good idea to run your errands. So stay home. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air, we're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County. All right, here it is. Rags to Riches, the opening music to Goodfellas, because today is Joe Pesci's birthday. Funny? Funny how? It's also my brother-in-law's birthday yesterday, so I know he would appreciate this as well. So here we are. Hold up one more day, another Monday inside. I'm liking these four-day work weeks. These are working out very well. It's icy out there. There's a glaze of ice on the roads, on the sidewalks, on untreated areas. Bridges are all glazed. Going out at this particular point does not make any sense. And unfortunately, the temperatures are not going to rise above freezing, so we're going to have to deal with this all day long. And it seems like it's going to get worse before it gets better. So don't get fooled by the fact that there's nothing happening right at the moment. As I said, way out there in PA, eastern PA, there is another wave of ice freezing precipitation. So do yourself a favor. Check traffic, see what's going on our Hunter County roads. Looking at the traffic.
Hey, welcome to 100inchamberradio.com. I had to de-ice the car, so a few minutes late. Here's Chef Bill here at the table. Thanks, Chris, for standing in. Chris is broadcasting from home, one of the nice advantages of internet radio. You can go from anywhere. We broadcast from remote locations here and there, ShopRite and other venues. So it's kind of nice. We can reach everybody. So another, of course, on Rewind last week, it was bad weather around here, and looks like more to come. And we've got catching up. I think we'll might be on Rewind next week, too, with the holidays. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, today we've got to jump right in here. A couple of food holidays coming up. There's Valentine's Day, obviously, and then going into next week, Mardi Gras coming up right before Ash Wednesday, so that's, or Shrove Tuesday. That's another big food day. It was traditionally the last day of enjoying decadent foods before the Christians would go to the fasting and penance period before Easter. So lots of reasons to celebrate out there. The food days kind of run down quickly last week. The second was the crepes. That's actually another, goes back to a Catholic holiday, Candlemas Day, when the Christ child was presented at the temple, and that's celebrated by crepes. Crepes, and of course, crepes could lead into some of the things we want to talk about today. The fourth was homemade soup day. Hopefully everybody's been doing that. If you're hunkered down, put on a nice pot of soup, nothing better. Sometimes you can get very creative with that. If you're stuck and you have to use ingredients that you have in the house, and I always say it makes the house smell good. It's always a good thing to do, and you kind of build these things anyway. Don't need an exact recipe. You just need a good taste. One of the nice things about cooking is you get to taste often. The seventh was Fettuccine Alfredo Day, and let me remind you, earlier there was a holiday, the eggplant parmesan. It seems the Italian cuisine is well represented in these holidays. And Fettuccine Alfredo, probably one of the early dishes that people might have had as far as young diners, to graduate from spaghetti and meatballs to all of a sudden have this pasta that has no red sauce. And the purest way, of course, is just good whole butter and fresh Parmesan Reggiano. And also, well, the 13th this week is Tortellini Day. And tortellinis, for those most of you know, the little round filled pastas, very nice. Usually get them from your Italian deli or even in the freezer section, there's some. But making them, of course, is a labor of love. Tradition has it was modeled after the navel of Venus, the goddess of love. So tortellini might be something, if you'd like pasta on your special day, Valentine's Day, can tie in the tortellini with the Alfredo and the goddess of love and have a nice, even a nice pasta dinner. The 9th today, pizza day, pizza pie, if you want to call it that. That's the old term, pizza pie. Also, bagels and lox is celebrated today. But pizza day, I don't know, for a lot of people, I think pizza day is every day. But so if today, if again, if you're holed up inside or you just want something comforting, pizza is always another nice option. And if you're making your own, it's even more fun. You can get pizza dough anywhere, even from your favorite pizzeria. I'm sure they'd sell you a pound or so of dough. And variations are all up to you. And there's, you know, there's many things I see. There's even kits now you can get with a little pre-made dough. And the important thing is stretch it thin and keep your toppings reasonable. Don't try to load too much on there. Also this week, cream-filled chocolates on the 14th. Go figure, right? Valentine's Day, cream-filled chocolates, always nice to do. We're going to recommend, if you are doing something, and, you know, maybe you don't have time, you don't want to bake, chocolate fondue, always a nice option. We've got a break for a couple of messages here, and then we'll come back to the table, talk about our weekend food.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100in, buy local. Visit www.100inchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
100 Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
got a friend.
All right, back at the table here, Chef Bill, going through our little variety of topics today. E, we're up to letter E with our cooking terms and equipment or utensils, whatever you prefer to call them. The only one I could really find on the utensils, of course, an egg timer or anything to do with egg beaters, egg timer, and funny, the old egg timers, those little, they were like little mini hourglass with the sand in them. You just turn them over and the 3-minute egg, whatever the amount of time it was, but you had to stand there and watch it anyway, so no alarm on it. But now, of course, there's many ways to do that. And boiling eggs, of course, is a staple for us in the morning. Soft cooked eggs, egg in a cup, we used to call it. Dip the toast sticks in it. Easy to do for a number of people. There was at 1.7 of us to get out the door in the morning, so it was everybody, you know, arriving at the table at various times, depending on how long it took you to get dressed. So the soft cooked eggs were always there on a towel, staying warm in the middle of the stove, and you grabbed your egg, your cup, opened it up, and away you went. All you had to do was make your toast. So getting a nice soft-boiled egg, always a treat. Difficult in when I first worked in hotels, we had these timers that were contraptions. It was a water bath with the heating element running through it to keep the water simmering. And of course, you had to remember to fill the thing up. And the eggs would sit in these baskets that were on a chain, and you would pull the chain down, and you could set. It was all mechanical, and you put this, the thing was notched on the number of minutes you wanted, and these little things would tick, 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 the little metal thing back and forth. It was probably some kind of clockwork, and the things, when the timing was done, it was on a spring, and the basket with the eggs in it would pop up out of the water, so they didn't cook any further. And then you had to remember, which there was, I think, 4 of them lined up there. And boiled eggs were, a big thing. I mean, I don't know if you went into a hotel and asked for a soft-boiled egg, if they would even know what to do. But we, back then, in the 70s, that was a popular option in the morning, the boiled egg. I found a device after a while that was nice. It was made by Oster. And they have those little things that you can poach the eggs in that are in a cup, and really it's not really a poached egg, it's more of an egg cocotte, C-O-C-O-T-T-E, baked in a ramekin. But these things was a little round hot plate with a lid on it, and you could either put the eggs in these little 4 little cups and let them steam in there with the lid over it. You had, it was pretty genius that the top of the thing had a little measuring part where you could measure up to 1, 2, 3, or 4 eggs or whatever you wanted, and you just put that amount of water on the metal part, you plug it in and put the lid on over the eggs, and it would poach those eggs or steam them. If you wanted whole eggs boiled, it was a little pin in the center, and you had to pierce the wide end of the egg, and you had, I think, 8 little or 7 or 8 little sections there, little carved out circles you could set the egg in. And again, the thing worked pretty well, because when the water was evaporated, of course, the thing would shut off, so you wouldn't overcook the eggs, and they were done by steam. That was pretty, actually worked out pretty well. So the other, besides the egg timer, of course, terms, the beginning with E, and My mother had emailed me to do, discuss entree. What is an entree now? An entree historically was really served earlier in the meal. Now we tend to think of an entree as the main course. And when you think about it, enter, entree, it would make sense that it would be something served earlier in the meal, normally after the hors d'oeuvre. The would come entrees, and it could be a seafood or poultry, something before what would be considered the roast or the main course. And I know we just kind of pulled that category. It's kind of that catch-all that implies a main course. It's always funny that with all the small plates now and sharing plates, the question is, why are small plates meant for sharing and large plates aren't? Think about it. And it seems, I guess the psychology is everybody still wants their own plate of food in front of them. But I think now the way menus are going, people are building meals out of maybe side dishes or a couple of what we would call appetizers, which to me aren't really appetizers. Most of them are substantial. Some are small. I still think a little seafood or raw shellfish or something, you know, just a few bites of something really interesting, that's an appetizer. But most things that are listed as appetizers now on the menus are really just, you know, something that may not be ordered as a main course, but certainly is filling enough. And oftentimes they are meant for sharing. We encourage customers to pick a couple. That's why when I go out, I like to, sometimes the offerings are a little more interesting. The main courses are main courses. You got to have steak, you got to have chicken and some seafood, you know, some standard offerings to please the majority of people. Usually the first course is we call them nibbles and noshes, but the appetizer or the first course is where the chefs can be a little bit more creative. You can usually find some hidden treasures in there, and the nice thing about it is it's a small portion. If it's something that, you know, wasn't really to your liking or it wasn't what you thought it would be, yeah, it's a small risk. It's not like buying a $20 or $25 main dish with all the sides and sauces. It's a small few dollars taste of something, and oftentimes we have people that sometimes find a little thing they like and build a meal out of it. Have maybe a nibble and a nosh and a salad and a side dish, and you've built yourself a nice little meal. So when you're going through menus, explore the first section there. You can find and maybe forego a huge salad. Just look at the side dishes. Sometimes there's some interesting things in there. And look at the first courses. And don't be afraid. I'll order both. Tell them, bring them both together. Or if they're possible, put them on the same plate. And the kitchen should be able to accommodate you. And it's not really necessarily a cheaper way out. You're probably going to spend the same amount of money, but you get a couple of different tastes instead of just eating one big plate of something. Couple other things that came up. Empanada, of course, is a little pastry. Could be fried or baked. It used to be more of a bread dough. Now it's kind of a flaky. Origin was Galicia in Spain. And traditionally some chicken and onions and pepper wrapped up in there. Of course, there's many versions of it now. Empanada is a nice little snack, or I guess one of those portable lunches, just like Cornish pasties or any kind of meat or vegetable filling wrapped in a dough always works well. And when you're cooking now, emulsifiers or emulsions are a thing that, of course, when you're taking culinary classes, you learn how to make sauces like this. You think of mayonnaise, think of a hollandaise. And what it really is an emulsion is two things that wouldn't normally mix together, oil and water, for instance, or oil and vinegar in a dressing. And you get somehow these two substances to come together. and you're either really, the oil is either forming around the liquid or the liquid is forming around the oil, usually done with a whisk, but usually you need what's called an emulsifier. If you think of it, whole butter is an emulsion. There's butter fat in there, and there's about 20% water and some milk solids in there, yet the whole thing is a block of stuff you slice off. And when you melt it, of course, for the first few seconds, it's still kind of creamy, and then, of course, it will separate, which we do when we clarify the butter. We melt it enough so the fat and the water separate. You're undoing the emulsion. It's a temporary emulsion. But also, there is a little bit of lecithin. Milk is an emulsion. If you think about it, whether it's 2%, 4%, there's fat dispersed through a liquid. And when you're churning butter, of course, you have a little salt, a little culture in there, and the warm temperature and slow movement. If you've ever made your own whipped cream and done it too slowly, of course, you'll see the nice yellow, the butter fat starts to come out, and that's really simply the process. So you're taking that emulsion and you're undoing it. So, interesting. Our salad dressings, mustard is a natural emulsifier. If you think of your smooth sausages, like a hot dog is an emulsion. You ever watch them? Of course, they say you shouldn't watch it being made, but you have the finely ground meat, and then they throw ice in there, keep the process cooled down, but you want the, you're actually forming with the fats and things in the meat around the water. A lot of things are emulsions that we do. We've got a break for news and weather, the half hour, and we'll be back at the table.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. President Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel will meet today at the White House, where they'll discuss the ongoing crisis in Ukraine. Some of Obama's advisors are recommending the U.S. provide weapons and ammunition for the Ukrainian army's fight against pro-Russia rebels in eastern Ukraine. Merkel opposes that course. Still more heavy snow is falling on the northeast today, and it might not stop falling until tonight at the earliest. The National Weather Service says this storm could dump as much as 2 feet of snow on parts of central and northern Massachusetts. A retired brain surgeon who may run for president says vaccines shouldn't be a political issue. On Fox News Sunday, Dr. Ben Carson said scientists have debunked skeptics who warn about damaging side effects from vaccines. The Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court is telling the state's judges not to perform same-sex marriages. Justice Roy Moore issued an order Sunday, the day before a federal ruling allows same-sex marriages in Alabama. A federal judge last month threw out Alabama's ban on same-sex marriages and ruled that same-sex couples could begin marrying today. This is USA Radio News.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/February for details.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax and then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set so you can give all your 2-inch tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something? Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
All right, the local weather here for the Flemington surrounding area out of Philly. Here we get the little report here. It's 27 out there right now, so the temperature is staying a little below that freezing mark. But today, looks like 90% chance freezing rain and sleet. I may be getting near 31, so it's leaving that ice covering everything. Tonight, snow and sleet before 10 p.m., then a chance of snow, low around 22. Tuesday, cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, high near 37. Everything would kind of melt. Tuesday night, mostly clear, low in the 20s. Sunny on Wednesday, high in the lower 30s. Slight chance of snow showers Wednesday night after 1 in the morning. And Thursday, a chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy otherwise, with a high near 37. Cloudy on the overnight Thursday night, low down in the teens. Sunny again on Friday. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table. Time here at the table. So, going back to eggs and crepes, even kind of tie these two together somehow. Last Tuesday, of course, was the crepe day. Crepes are a great vehicle for foods, and that could even be, I always think of a romantic Valentine's Day dinner and think of expensive ingredients, and I know for me my favorite would be very, very simple. Of course, if you're cooking, you could have a little kitchen date, and if you like, if you're a couple, and cooking together is always kind of fun. Each person has their kind of their specialty, and what you want to do though, if you're taking charge there, is don't split it up to where, you know, one person's doing all the cooking and one person gets stuck cleaning up afterwards. Just remember that little courtesy there, that the cleanup, clean as you go, is even easier and you don't have a pile of stuff at the end. But keep your ideas simple. And of course, some of the best food is the simplest. You don't have to do much to it. Caviar, for example, very expensive, but you really just need some garnishes. For me, I like chilled shellfish, clams, oysters, but also cooked is good. Lobster always comes to mind. Lobsters are kind of messy in the house, something you may want to do some prep ahead with. But of course, always, I know at the restaurant we're going to have the filet mignon, which we do on, you know, for special occasions now. It's a treat. And also porterhouse steak, the best of both. Good for sharing. Porterhouse is great. You get filet and you get some sirloin. And really, to cook them properly, it should be fairly thick, so it's always enough for two, and they can be done very simply. And you don't need too much embellishment. Just buy a nice marbled aged steak and cook it properly. Best way, of course, if you're not going to fire up your outside grill in the cold weather, we always like the cast iron. And you could use a grill pan, but even the cast iron's great because it gives you that full contact on the surface. Home broilers, of course, are not like commercial broilers that get up to 800 or 900 degrees, put a good sear on the meat. And everybody says, oh, seal in the juice. It doesn't really do that. It gives that good caramelized flavor. You want a little bit of crust on there. It's always nice for flavor. But best way, have your oven hot right up to as much as it'll go, 500, 550. And we like to start the steaks in a cast iron pan, get a good sear on both sides, and then finish in the oven. Like to finish in the oven, of course, use the cast iron pan. You can put the whole pan in the oven, and you just got to turn it a couple of times. Make sure that crust is getting even. If you like it very rare, of course, you might not even need the oven time. Nice thing about a porterhouse or a steak on the bone is you can cook it ahead of when you need it, and of course it's best to let it rest for 10 minutes or so anyway, but you can cook it to very rare, and then I know some steakhouses slice it, and what Peter Luger's, their technique is to slice it when it's still very rare and put it back together, reassemble, slice and reassemble, we call that, on a platter, and then blast it under the broiler or in the oven just to finish cooking that way. You're not really losing a lot of the juice. You're just, it's just very easy to serve that way. A little bit of melted butter, of course. What better way to garnish a steak than with a pat of butter? And the butter kind of mixes with the steak juices, and you got a nice thing to pour over your steak or your potatoes or your bread or anything you like. But a nice thick steak or chop that you would share would be a great meal that wouldn't take too much preparation, too much mess. Sauces if you like, but really just enjoy the good quality of the product. But in lieu of that, if something lighter, sometimes, you know, there's nothing wrong with a pasta dish. I know people for a while trying to watch their carbohydrates and starches, things like that. But after all, if you're looking for something that is a little more, you know, it's kind of a treat. Now, the tortellini would be great because you can have a couple of different sauces along with it. Tortellini, easy to cook. You can par cook them, heat them back up. Of course, made with fresh pasta. I wouldn't get the dried ones off the shelf. I always would get the fresh or frozen. Traditionally, the filling would be with some pork product, mortadella and sausage, maybe finely ground. But you can always get the cheese ones. If you're making them yourself, of course, you need to have the fresh pasta dough, the filling, and you're making kind of a ravioli. First, you're folding the pasta over the filling, whether it's a circle or a square. If it's the square, you take that, it's, you'll make like a kind of a triangle out of it, and then you're going to roll it around your finger, but you roll the point of the center point of the triangle gets rolled around the dough, and then the two ends come together and you pinch them and you have a small little ring. You can make something larger than that called a tortelli or tortelloni if you want to make something homemade really nice. Make the larger ones, and then you'd serve maybe four or five per portion. Again, nice, elegant stuffed pasta. On the other hand, something like a crepe would be another nice, elegant dish, something that you could make some, you would always, of course, make the filling and or the sauce ahead, or at least the filling ahead, and you have the crepes already made, and at the last minute, you have them rolled, you're just warming them up and putting a sauce over them. You've got your protein, filling, vegetable, whatever you want inside, and then you have your crepe as a nice, light, delicate starch, if you will. You don't really need potatoes or rice or anything like that. You can make the sauce very rich if you like. If you want a cream-based sauce or if you're having a seafood crepe, you'd make a shellfish sauce. If you're having a chicken crepe, a nice white sauce, some chicken velouté or chicken gravy if you want to simplify it and add some wine and some cream. Some crepes can be even with a cheese sauce and browned under the broiler if you want at the last minute. Many ways you could do this. And crepes, of course, if you want to make them without flour, I've done it before, just what you call maybe little egg crepes. Just take beaten egg. And in your nonstick pan, you only pour like a tablespoon or so of egg. And you make sure they're beaten very well. And even at this point, we would even strain them through a fine strainer to make sure the egg whites and everything are broken up. It's always a good, too, to make sure there's no shell in there. But that's the way we would do commercially. You'd beat the eggs and then pass them through a chinoise or a china cap to make sure that they're nice and smooth. But make little egg crepes and you're cooking them one side, flip them over. It only takes a few seconds on each side. And then we would put them on a towel or even wax deli paper. Let them cool off. Don't stack them up when they're hot. Let them cool off. Then you can keep them in the refrigerator and roll your filling around them. And you can either then saute them again or brown them in the oven, bake them, and you've got, you know, something you need to be gluten-free. That's the way to do it. In fact, I think egg rolls what's that? Another one of those old questions, how come there's no egg and egg roll? Well, probably early on, if you can find the history of it, the egg rolls that we serve here in this country are probably more related to spring rolls. It's the pastry. And then we have the summer rolls that with the rice paper that's not fried. But these egg, what they call egg rolls here is probably, and of course, just it's just a flour and water pastry, but probably the forerunner was made with egg. Or at least the batter would be like a, more like a crepe batter with some egg in it and flour, and not just the flour and water. And if you wanted to make, again, an egg roll out of an egg crepe, by all means, you have your little circles and you put your filling in there, whatever the filling is you like, and then to seal them up, you just simply use a little bit, little egg white as your glue. It's a protein, so you roll it up and glue it with the egg white to keep it sealed shut, and then you could, you don't really need to deep fry it, but I think, and these would be very elegant too, just brown them off in a in some melted butter. We've got a break for some messages here, and we're back at the table, probably another Nita Mulsion chocolate. Talk about a nice dessert for Valentine's Day.
Well, I should know by now that it's just a spasm, like a sun.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of Ashore Shred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners and simultaneously has helped Ashore Shred to grow.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Shape is my shame, there where I used
Okay, back at the table here, Chef Billwood. Coming down to the end of the hour. That was a short one. So, with the crepes, again, we mentioned egg crepes, egg rolls, or eggless rolls, if you will. Another thing that crepes that I think people don't realize, if you think of Italian cooking, again, manicotti is usually a pasta, a tube shape, and then a cannelloni, although a lot of times they're made with pasta, really traditionally that was made with a crepe, and I suppose you could do the same with a manicotti if you want to, if you don't want to mess, if you can't get fresh pasta or you don't want to make it, even, but a crepe, much more elegant, not as filling, especially if you're looking for something that would be a first course as opposed to the main course. Normally pasta in Italy is treated that way also. It's usually not a main event. It's usually it's either pasta or soup comes first. But the cannellonis, again, you can go crazy with the fillings and wrap them with a crepe. They don't take that long to cook. Nice sauce goes on top. The traditional would be, you know, maybe a spinach and sausage or a ricotta, a little ricotta in there, maybe a tomato sauce, or maybe do a little tomato and a little bechamel. Have a little alternating sauce there, but crepes used for that. And then finally, some places make almost, you kind of liken it to a gâteau. A gâteau is thin cake layers. Well, if you take crepes, or I guess you could call them thin pancakes, make several of them, and you can make them even in a larger pan, make 8 or 9 inch ones, and you'll let them rest, cool off, and then make a filling, and it could be something as simple as a chocolate ganache that would be slightly whipped. The nice thing about ganache is you can make a filling out of it and an icing, or even say like Nutella, which the 5th I think was Nutella Day anyway last week, some kind of spread. You could use berry preserves if you like, but you'll stack these up, and you can stack them one place, you can make them 15 or 20 layers high and then chill them so the filling sets, and then you can, if you like to frost the whole thing, it's really a nice little elegant multi-layered cake that you could make out of crepes if you like. So something to think about. But anyway, for dessert, especially if you're not into baking or pastries, chocolate fondue obviously would be a great way to celebrate your Valentine's dinner. And say you're with family, and you're not like it's not a dinner for two situation. It's Saturday, of course, it's Saturday night, but you want something special. Fondue is great. Of course, cheese fondue is kind of coming back in vogue too. I think people are resurrecting their old fondue pots, but simply melting the chocolate. I use semi-sweet. You could do it like when you're making for dipping strawberries, just a little bit of vegetable oil, or you could whisk in some whole butter, or you just make a ganache with the chopped chocolate, heat some heavy cream, pour it over top, let it melt, and you'll get a nice stir it till it's smooth. Like to flavor it with something besides vanilla. Of course, amaretto is nice in there, Grand Marnier if you want the orange, a coffee liqueur, or even a little bit of very strong coffee or espresso. And actually for this, I find, of course, a little instant espresso. You can make it, that coffee and chocolate do very well together. And the other thing, of course, if you want a little spice to it when you're scalding the cream to make the ganache, is my favorite is to sneak in a little bit of that those chilies in adobo, the ones that will come in a little can with that sauce, a little red sauce. And you'll steep one or two chilies in the cream after it's warm, let the cream sit for a while, and then strain it. You don't want the chili pieces in there. And then it picks up a little heat. It actually intensifies the chocolate flavor. So that's, and it's not so much that it's going to blister your mouth. I've had, sometimes people make like a spicy chocolate brownie or something. It's just, you know, maybe sprinkle some cayenne in there. And I think when you steep the chipotles, which are dried and smoked, you've got a little more depth of flavor. And a quick way, of course, would be some chipotle Tabasco. Of course, then you're getting your vinegar in there, which isn't such a bad thing if it's balanced out with some sugar. But anyway, fondue, chocolate fondue. You can have a variety of, you can have fruits, obviously. Pretzels are good with that. Some people like marshmallows. Pound cake, cut into strips and toasted. Lady fingers, the possibilities are endless. Pineapple's good. And if, for some strange reason, you don't like chocolate, you could always make a lemon fondue with fruit if you wanted something, again, a little bit, I don't know if you want to say healthier, but maybe, yeah, maybe for some reason you can't have chocolate. And a lemon fondue is, and basically what you're doing is making kind of like a warm lemon pudding. So you've got some, you need some lemon zest and some, of course, fresh lemon juice and sugar. But you'll combine some sugar and butter and a little bit of flour in a saucepan. Add the lemon juice and the zest and let it thicken up and then serve that with some fruit. Or if you find a nice lemon pudding recipe, but I would say, you know, keep it a little thinner. You're not going to really use a lot of starch. You don't want it to set up too much, but that would make a nice, quick, kind of a different type of thing to offer. Maybe you do both. Maybe do a chocolate fondue and a lemon fondue. But anyway, whatever you do, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy Valentine's Day, whether with significant other or friends, family, and of course Mardi Gras coming up right after that. So plenty of reason to cook or even enjoy a meal out in your favorite restaurant. Chef Bill signing off. We'll be on Rewind next week. Stay warm, stay dry.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Alabama has begun issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples despite an attempt by the state's Chief Justice Roy Moore to block the weddings. The U.S. Supreme Court says it wouldn't stop the marriages, so probate judge Alan King gave two women the license. King says he was abiding by the federal court order from January that says Alabama's bans on gay marriage were unconstitutional. Alabama has become the 37th state to allow same-sex marriage. Dozens of commuters have been rescued from a train that became disabled near Boston due to a weather-related power outage. It is the third snowstorm in the New England area in 3 weeks. Meteorologist Brian Hurley.
14 to 24 inches that are expected across eastern Massachusetts.
Officials are urging those who don't need to travel to stay home. Many flights at Logan International Airport are canceled. Mayor Marty Walsh has to bring in help to get rid of the snow.
Two snow melters, because quite honestly, we're running out of space.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention credit card customers who may have spent a little too much this holiday season, putting them into credit card debt. Every 3 minutes, another person falls further into credit card debt, and many credit card companies have nearly doubled their minimum monthly payment. Now people